Hello, welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where your non-mystical host uses the power of tarot to answer your burning questions for entertainment purposes only. I'm your host, Brian, and Ben is taking a small leave of absence. We'll figure it out. We're trying to figure out the details, so once we get it figured out, you will know also, but you won't just be stuck with me forever. That makes host introductions shorter, usually. I've probably stretched it out longer than an introduction normally goes, but that's because I don't have anybody here to stop me and go to the next segment. So I'm just going to stop and go to the next segment, and we're going to figure this out together. So what do I do on this show? Well, there are a lot of different tarot spreads. Some of them are really complex, but since I'm wholly unqualified to be doing this, the spread I'm going to use consists of three cards, which, in the order I draw them, indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome. I did it. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. Then after that, I do the card of the week, and after that, I do the outro, which I guess is now my favorite part of the show. So I guess without any further ado, I'm just going to jump right into Queerance Corner. And this week, my question comes from June from Bellingham, Washington. And June says, how can I overcome my aversion to making money with my projects?
Hey, Brian.
Oh, hey.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the show. What are you doing here?
You're doing the show?
Yeah. You said you were too busy.
Yeah, I said I was busy doing something at home and I was going to be like 15 minutes late.
Did you send it in two texts?
Yeah.
I was
like cooking, so my hands had like stuff on them. So I like sent the first part of the text and then like got back into it. And I was like, he probably misunderstands what I'm doing. So then I like had to wash them and like send you the next part of the text.
Yeah. As soon as you sent me the text, I just started recording.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess if you've already started, I don't want to make you go back and.
No, that's fine. Sorry, you guys have to see this. This is weird. I guess I just really thought I was going to be doing this one on my own.
Oh, so you thought like I was just done with the podcast.
I wasn't going to tell the lols that, but that was my thought. Like you were like, I'm just super busy. So.
Oh, you know, I was just going to be late.
Well, this is awkward now.
Yeah. So where are we?
We're not too far. We were getting ready to answer a question.
Oh, okay. Great. So this week's question comes from June. Is that the one we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. From Bellingham, Washington. And June wants to know, how can I overcome my aversion to making money with my projects?
That's a good question, June.
I feel like you just have this weird energy because you like started.
Yeah, I guess I thought I was never going to see you again.
That sounds like something you would think.
Yeah, you had texted me and I just figured that was friendship over.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to have to figure it out from here. And now I feel like I have to figure it out again.
Just all over again.
All over again. Should we... For those of you who don't know, this is Ben.
Hey, I'm your other host, Ben.
I might have mentioned him earlier. But I didn't want to like dwell on him because I didn't think he was going to be a character in the rest of our lives together. This is awkward.
Yeah. Let me get my contractually obligated line in. Cause I think did you do it?
I did your line.
My 100%.
I did it better than that.
No, you did it better than that. My 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment personal outcome.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, how'd that go?
Really well, actually. I was starting to feel confident, and then I was going into Queerance Corner, and now here you are.
Yeah. Ooh. I feel like maybe you kind of wanted to do the show on your own. I'm getting that sense.
Well, you texted me, and you were effectively like, we're breaking up, and I tried to process that as quickly as I could so that we could
go. Are you trying to cut me out?
No, you were breaking up with me. No, we were at least on a break, if nothing else. Yeah, I was just exploring other possibilities. I thought that possibly I would look into other co-hosts or just do this by myself for a while, just figure out who Brian is. But now that you're back, I'm so happy.
Okay, well, you know, maybe we should just talk about this, like, you know, mommy daddy time.
You don't want to fight in front of the kids?
Yeah, no, maybe we should just, like, power through the episode.
All right, well, we are, as you can tell by our surroundings, already in Queerance Corner.
Yeah.
So let's just...
And I've read the question.
Yeah.
So let's just do the thing where were you just going to rate the deck?
I was going to rate the deck. But now I don't have to do that because you're here and I'm very happy.
Good.
Very happy about that.
Okay. It seems sincere when you say that.
Well, let's do...
What deck do we have this week, Brian?
It's the Mid-Centurion Tarot.
Okay. This is another Madame Clara deck.
Yeah. And I would have given it 5 stars, but...
What deck would you
not have given? It's not up to me, is it?
No. It's my role on the show to do the rating of the decks.
Right, and you are here on the show.
Yeah, so let me rate the deck. Now, the Mid-Centurion deck is a fun one because it has cards that are upside down, but it is like sort of Art Deco, sort of
Mid-Centurion.
These kind of simple characters in simple situations... I wouldn't give it 5 stars, but I think I'd give it 4. It's fun. Oh, hey, there's a secret card in this deck. It's called The Unknown.
Oh.
It's just question marks.
How is that helpful in a reading?
It's not.
Like, I already don't know.
I've come here for you to tell me the future. Well, it's unknown.
Maybe that's the card I would have gotten if I would have done a reading for how this episode was going
to
turn out.
Yeah, I sort of feel like it's a good metaphor for our friendship.
You think our friendship is unknown?
The status of it.
Well, right now it's strong, right?
Sure.
Because you're here and I'm here.
Right, and we're doing the show just like normal. Thing. Yeah. We're both really in a great mood.
Yeah, totally. We both want to be here. Neither of us feel deeply, deeply awkward.
Or betrayed.
Well, there's no reason either of us would feel betrayed
at all. Of course
not.
Why would we?
All right.
All right, I'm shuffling the deck.
How's it shuffle?
It's good. It's not too tall. It's good. One more.
Yeah, I probably would have done 2 more, but you're shuffling.
I mean, that's fine. So. If you want to shuffle it again, Brian, you know.
No, it's fine. You go for it. Shuffling is your deal. It's your thing. So, great. Super.
All right. Flip.
Hey, if somebody else comes in during this.
Yeah?
It's not because I invited them.
Oh, okay.
They're just stopping by.
Okay, you don't normally like warn me of that just any other day that we're recording.
It's just something I thought of, just in case somebody stops by and is like, hey, am I too late to co-host the show with you?
They don't mean it?
It's a different show that I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your Vinyl Bro show?
Yes, the show where I talk about how the richness of vinyl records beats out streaming music.
All right. So great. June question is...
June, you've got both of us. Lucky day.
How can I overcome my aversion to making money with my projects? A good question.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we didn't give any pre-advice. And it, oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Wait. This deck is from the Madame Clara people, like you said. This card you described last week from the Madame Clara deck.
Yes.
This is the Hand of Mysteries, and it's got a burning fish. You describe it.
Yeah. Why don't you let me do the thing that I do, which is describe the card?
Yeah, definitely. Do your part of the show.
Yeah. So the Hand of Mysteries, it's got like a burning fish in the palm, and then on each of the fingers, starting from the pinky, a key, a tumbler, a sun, a star, and a crown with a moon. That's the Hand of Mysteries.
Great.
All right. So now we need to come up But the thing that this means, and I think that I've got it.
Good. I'm very glad you're here, Ben.
Good. Do you want me to wait a minute to see if anybody else comes in with an interpretation?
No, why would someone else come in?
Okay.
That's weird.
So the Hand of Mysteries, I just sort of see it as, it's like all of these different objects represent different things that June has going on.
Okay.
All these different projects she's kind of managing and balancing.
The one she has aversion to making money with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just kind of balancing them, but she doesn't know what to do next. That's the mysteries part.
Legit.
I mean, she says that she has an aversion to making money. Maybe we'll give her some advice to make money, or maybe the answer is something else.
Maybe.
Flip. Oh, good. A card we've seen before.
Yeah, it's a card we've seen before, but one that gives us no answers. The Wheel of Fortune.
Yep. So here you have some sort of devil figure inside a wheel, and there's like a sphinx, and it's the Wheel of Fortune. You know it. You love it.
And it means that things aren't always in your control, and like Ferris Bueller says, life comes at you fast. And when you're up, you could be down tomorrow. When you're down, you could be up tomorrow. It's, to me, one of the most worthless cards in the deck. After
the Hand of
the
Mysteries.
Hand of Mysteries.
Well, what if we pull over the unknown next?
That would be... this has been quite a show already.
Yeah, this is... is this really a reading for June, or is it about our friendship?
Oh, maybe this is a reading about us. Sorry, June. We're still going to make it about you.
Yeah.
But we're also still going to make it about us.
Flip.
Oh, the Ten of Wands, the best card in the deck.
You love this card, and
I do.
An awful card. So why don't you talk about it?
Do you want to describe it first?
Oh, yeah. So it's a person who's walking away from us carrying a bunch of wands in a very inefficient manner.
Yes. And the Ten of Wands is the work smarter, not harder card. Wait, what's it say for us?
Oh, what's it say for us?
Yeah, what's it say for Brian and Ben?
Okay, well, what it says for Brian and Ben is that this friendship is exhausting.
Yeah, we're definitely working harder, not smarter.
No,
but that's the way that the magic works.
So looking at this spread just all together, what I'm getting a sense of is, you know, we have the Hand of Mysteries. There's all these projects that you have sort of like that you're trying to balance. And the Wheel of Fortune represents this idea that you you want to make money from these projects, but you're nervous because trying to ask people to pay for your projects in some ways requires a risk. And that risk, you don't know what's on the other side of it. So if you start to ask people to pay you for your projects, you know, you're nervous about the outcome because it's totally outside of your own control. It's kind of up to fate. And that can be a really stressful process. And so as part of this, like, stressful process might burn you out. And so what I was sort of alluding to at the beginning was, like, maybe you think that you need to start making money with your projects, but it seems like the answer from this spread is maybe not. And maybe not even right now, because it seems like it's going to be something that's going to take the joy out of the projects, because that's what the Ten of Wands is about. It's about, like, you're doing stuff, it's burning you out, and you're losing. The Ten of Wands are all about passion. So the Ten of Wands is about sort of this, like, you're losing your passion for the thing. And these are your personal projects, and they're bringing you joy. That's why you keep doing them. And maybe right now putting the pressure of, like, money on them is going to rob you of some of that joy, and it's going to rob you of some of that passion. And so maybe the aversion to making money for your projects is not so much like the fear of asking for money, but is more about, like, the idea that for right now you want to just stick to doing them. What do you think, Brian?
I think that sounds awesome.
Well, I hope that helped, June.
All right. Thank you, June.
Thanks, June. Glad I could give you some advice today.
Yeah. I'm really glad that Ben was here also, as he always is. And
every week.
I had no reason except for his very specific text to think that he wasn't coming back. No, I'm not mad.
All right. Let's just go to card of the week.
Fine. Let's go to card of the week. And the card of the week is for everybody. Have we said that already? I don't think I said that.
I wasn't here for the intro, so I don't know what you said.
Yeah, you weren't here for the intro, were you?
So the card of the week is for everyone. It's a piece of advice that you can take with you and put in your pocket for later.
But use it this week because it expires.
Yes.
So don't leave it in your pocket for too long. Don't leave it in your pocket and put it in the wash because then it's going to bleed into all your other clothes.
All right. So this week, what deck do we have?
We have the Sasaburrito Tarot.
Well, listeners of the show will know the Sasaburrito Tarot by the fact that it is the 2018 Tarot Champions Tarot Amateur deck of choice of all time for now.
Well stated.
So we're here. I mean, I guess I just ultimately have to give it 5 stars because people like it so much.
Well, no, you have to. It's based on your judgment because you're the only one that can review decks. You're the only one that can give star ratings.
I'm the only one that can say 100% money back guaranteed spiritual gold outcome for determined purpose and only outcome.
Yeah, you're the only one that can do that.
So I'm the only one that can flip cards.
Yep.
What was going to happen when you had to flip over a card?
I don't know. I was going to just figure it out. I guess maybe try and bump it off the table.
Okay. So the Sasaburrito Tarot deck has gilded sides, which is cool. And then this really soft art style of people, sort of like normal people, is what I get from it, doing things. It has also like an Asian flavor to it. Personally, it was not my choice for the deck of champions, but it is still a 4-star deck.
Excellent. 4 stars.
I mean, I was all in on Robin Wood. You wouldn't let me rig the tournament to get the Robin Wood deck to win.
You could have rigged it. You could have voted every 5 minutes.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work. I'm just a co-host on the show. I thought maybe I could just like, you could just rig it for me.
That's not the way things work. We don't rig the decks. We don't rig things. This is part of why nothing.
Oh, was there something that you wanted to say, Brian?
No, not at all.
I just threw the cards.
Yeah, please continue disrespecting
the winning
things.
Deck.
Yeah.
The 2018 Tarot deck of choice. Shuffle's great.
Maybe that's standard
what
size
about it. All right, here's our card of the week. Flip. Justice. Justice shows a sword. Oh, I thought this was like some sort of windswept hill, but it's not. It's a dagger hovering over someone's eye. It's like a very close up on someone's face such that it looks like some rolling hills. But the dagger is over someone's eye and there's a feather on the right side. Like on the dagger, there's a scale. And on the right side, there's a feather. And on the left side, there's nothing.
Nothing?
But it's balanced.
Hmm.
Read on.
All right. Justice. Athena. The justice card concerns the law, both of state and of spirit. It's a reminder to be lawful and fair and ask for impartiality, objectivity, and cold analysis. This is the card of the Stoic. It is critical, distant, and intellectual, rational, logical, and mortal. It can be clever and insensitive. I'm reminded of the weighing of souls against a feather and also the sword of Damocles. As with all of these cards, justice concerns balance. What does it mean for something to be fair?
That's where it ends. They don't answer that big question.
Nope. So I guess this week, ponder your actions and see if they're truly fair.
Yeah.
See if you're creating equanimity with your decisions.
That's good. That's card of the week.
That's the card of the week.
Is that a new catchphrase that you're...
Yeah, it was just something I was planning on trying out, but I can just let it drop.
Mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. You've already recorded it. It's in the show.
Yeah, but I'm not going to add it to the outline.
Okay, sure.
Because my co-host doesn't like it when I add things to the outline. So whatever.
Or take things off.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's
whatever.
All right. Well, we're in the outro now.
Great. So thank you so much, June. Hold on 1 second. Hey.
Hey, Brian. I'm here to help with the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, I didn't invite you here and you're not welcome. There's only 2 hosts of this podcast and it's me and Ben.
That's not what you were saying before.
I don't remember that.
Okay, this is kind of awkward. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
You guys, you know each other?
Yeah, I know Jamie. Yeah.
Great.
So I guess I'll just go?
Yeah, that's... thanks for coming up to the attic, but there's no...
I mean, I can leave, Brian.
No, Ben, you're here. You have made the choice to show up, and that's great. Everybody's happy about that, and I don't even know why Jamie's here.
Maybe Jamie and I should finish the show.
Fine.
So I don't actually know what to do.
You'll be great. You just follow this outline.
All
right. We'll get you through it. Okay. So thank you very much to our to June. Thank you very much to June for her question today.
Good question, June. So I would like to also shout out to the Lols. Thank you very much.
Thank you to all our Lols for listening. And now a moment of silence for the lost Lols.
Wait, you guys lose Lols?
Maybe. Who knows? Who could know?
All right. Definitely a moment of silence.
Thank you.
So you can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That is our website where you can look at pictures of the spread, pictures of me and Jamie, your co-hosts of this show.
You can also send in your questions, and there's different ways to do that. The website, you can also send your question in by phone, 314-325-6047.
And if you call now, you can, in the next 10 minutes, if you call within the next 10 minutes of us recording this episode, you'll get an autographed photo of the co-hosts of the Amateur Tarot Podcast, Ben and Jamie.
It's a great photo.
You can send us a Twitter thing at Amateur Tarot. And you can also look us up on Instagram at Amateur Tarot, where we have a lot of pictures. Although Brian's normally the one who does that. So TBD on that.
Yeah. And you can still find Brian at Zen Iron Man on Twitter.
And I don't know why you would want to, but you could. And then I am at imakingallthisup.com, where I write a weekly newsletter about creativity and productivity and the like.
And you can also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, specifically reference this episode so everyone knows how great of a co-host I am. It doesn't cost you anything to rate and review, and it helps us out a lot.
Now, item number 9. Thank you to, I want to say thank you to my good, close friend, Jamie.
Yeah, we're tight.
We are.
So, cool. Let's sign off.
Spoiler alert. Magic is real.
What it says for June.
Okay. What it says for June, thank God I'm here, is that the... I had it.
Yeah, this is rough.
Maybe cut some of this out.